This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Our cattle market's all mixed trade today. Some live cattle contracts traded just slightly above yesterday's high. Feeder cattle mostly did not trade above yesterday's high. We saw the boxed beef today, $1.08 higher on choice. Selects down 14 cents, a movement of 84 loads. Saw the estimated cattle kill 107,000 head today. We finally saw our pork cuts on a big move to the upside at mid-morning, $2.97 higher. We saw at the close today, December live cattle only 12 cents higher. February cattle down 12 cents. November feeders closed 17 lower. Jan feeders were down 10 cents. And December lean hogs managed to close 35 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Tom, what's influencing the grain market?
That's a very, very good question, Leslie, because there's really nothing going on out there. We had a USDA report yesterday that was neutral for soybeans and wheat, slightly friendly to the corn market. And which market took off today? The soybean market. It seemed to be more technical and fund buying, along with, once again, the situations taking place in the Eastern Corn Belt where they have been seeing, you know, a very positive soybean meal price, very positive soybean meal margins out there. And this seemed to boost our soybean complex up to some new highs that we have not seen in a while. And it also helped lift the corn and the wheat slightly. December KC wheat was 5.5 higher on the close today. March KC up 3.75. December Chicago wheat, 8 cents higher. December corn and March corn both up 4.5 cents. January beans came off their highs but closed 38.25 higher. March up 37.25. And December cotton recovered some of yesterday's losses, 87 higher.
Tom, what's your number?
866 go to Tom.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.